President Zelensky has a message. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukraine's President Zelensky, in his nightly address Saturday, warning Russian troops against fighting in Ukraine. He also accused Russian commanders of telling lies to their troops. Meanwhile, hundreds of people gathering in New York City Saturday at a Stop Kidnapping Ukrainians rally in Times Square. The United Nations estimating more than 2,700 Ukrainian civilians have been killed by Russian missiles and airstrikes. The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner taking place Saturday night after a two-year absence due to COVID. President Biden was the first president to attend the event in 6 years. President Biden joking about his low approval ratings.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
President Biden striking a more serious tone.
I've never been more optimistic about America than I am today. I really mean it. At times of enormous change, it presents enormous opportunities.
Tornadoes wreaking havoc in Kansas Friday night, destroying or damaging hundreds of homes and buildings and blocking major roads. Fox Weather's Will Nunley reports from Wichita, Kansas.
This perfectly formed tornado absolutely ripped through this community, consuming like a vacuum cleaner, massive commercial buildings, homes, and cars. Meanwhile, there is just a flurry of activity here as line crews continue to try to restore power. Lots of utility crews on the scene here because you can still smell natural gas. They're trying to shut down a lot of the water pipelines, a lot of this crucial work that has to happen in these first few hours.
A crash killing three University of Oklahoma students while driving back from storm chasing in Kansas. Country music legend Naomi Judd, one half of the Grammy-winning mother-daughter duo The Judds, died Saturday at the age of 76. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An eagerly awaited primary debate taking place Sunday. Fox's Mark Meredith has the report from Cincinnati, Ohio.
We are expecting to see J.D. Vance, the conservative author and businessman, come to where we are here in Ohio to try to rally supporters. And, of course, it's been fascinating to watch as he appears to be the man to beat in this race. And that's been fascinating because it wasn't that long ago he was trailing in the polls. Vance saw a late surge in support after he received the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. And what's fascinating about that is that it wasn't that long ago that Vance was an outspoken critic of Trump. And now, of course, he is fully embracing the president's agenda, and it appears to be paying off. The latest Fox News survey showing Vance now in the lead among seven other candidates in the race. Former state treasurer Josh Mandel has seen his support slip in recent days, but is still very much embracing the former president, even though he lost out on his endorsement.
A new law protecting abortion providers in Connecticut.
The state Senate approved the bill. It protects medical providers from legal action over out-of-state abortion laws and patients who go to Connecticut to terminate a pregnancy. The bill cleared the State House earlier this month, and Governor Ned Lamont has said he'll sign it. Under the bill, state agencies would be prevented from cooperating in investigations of abortion providers and stop out-of-state patients' medical records from being disclosed. Supporters have expressed concern about new abortion laws in several conservative states and the possibility the Supreme Court may overturn or weaken Roe v. Wade. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A California county not pleased with the multi-million-dollar jury award.
San Diego County lawyers want to wipe out an $85 million jury award to the family of Lucky Fausney, a man who died after being restrained by sheriff's deputies in 2015, or get a new trial in the lawsuit that generated the case. County lawyers argue the verdict stemming from the negligence and wrongful death lawsuit was incurably infected with error, and that the trial was riddled with rulings that hurt the county's case. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.